The place where the person is stoned was two floors off the ground, six amos high. They would bring the person to the top of the Beis HaSkila. One of the Edim would push the person from the back off the Beis HaSkila to the ground. Nepach alibo. He would fall to the ground on his front. Hovcho amasna. They would then go down and turn him over to the back. In Meisba Yatsa. If the person died from being pushed from the top of the Beis HaSkila, they were Yotze the Skila, even though they did not throw stones at him. This is also a kiyum of the Skila. Bimla. If he has not yet died, Hasheni Noito Esa Eben Venosna Alibo. The second aide would pick up a heavy stone and throw it on his heart. In Meisba Yasa. If he died from this, they were Yotze the Skila. Bimla. If he still has not died, Rigi Maso Behol Yisrael, he would be stoned by all of Yisrael, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yad HaEdem Tiebo Barishona Lahamiso. First, the Edem would take a try at killing him, Biyad Kol Ha'am Baharona. Then all of the people would try and kill him. Kol HaNiskalin Nitlin, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Anybody who is Chayev Skila, after he is stoned and killed, his body would be hung, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim hold, Eino Nitle Ela HaMegadev, V'Ha'Oved Avodazor. They say that only a Megadev, a Mavarek of Hashem, and the Oved Avodazor, after they are stoned, they are hung, but anybody else who is Chayev Skila is not hung, according to the Chachamim. Ha'ish tolin oso panav klape ha'am, ve'isha paneha klape ha'eitz, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. A male that is hung would be hung facing the people, and a female that is hung would be hung facing the eitz that she is hung on, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'chachamim amr, ha'ish nitle, ve'ein ha'isha nitle. Ve'chachamim hold, only a male is hung, but a female is not hung at all. Amar lehen Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chachamim, "V'halo Shimon ben Shetach tala nashim ba'Ashkelon. Didn't Shimon ben Shetach hang women in Ashkelon?" Amrulo, the Chachamim told Rabbi Eliezer, "Shmonim nashim tala, ve'ein donin shnayim biyom echad." Shimon ben Shetach hung 80 women on the same day, and the halacha is that one person cannot judge two capital cases on the same day. So we see that Shimon ben Shetach did shalo kahalacha. And the reason why he did shalo kahalacha is because it was a haraz shah, a temporary measure, because Shimon ben Shetach saw that a lot of women were involved in kshafim, in witchcraft, so he had to make a big show in order that women will see that there is a chiyav misa. Kesat tolinoso. How do we hang the person that is to be hung? Mishakin et akora ba'aretz v'ha'et yotze mimenu. We would sink a beam into the ground, and there would be a stick coming out from the top of the beam. U'makiv steyarav zu agabi zu v'tola oso. We would put his two hands, one on top of the other, and hang him from his hands. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, hakora mutal al hakoso. The beam was leaning against the wall. They did not sink the beam into the ground. Instead, they leaned it against the wall. Betola oso kiderech shahatabachim osim. They would hang the person just like the butchers hang a behema that has been shechted. Umatirin oso miyad. After they hung him, they would take him down immediately before the end of the day. The imlan, if they kept him hung overnight, over a love below saset. They would be over on a low saset, shenemar, as the Pasuk said, lo tolin nivlaso al ha'eitz. They should not keep the nevela on the eighth overnight. Ki kavar tikberenu by yomahu. They should bury him on the same day that he was killed. Ki killah elokim toloy. Klomar. What does this mean? Killah elokim toloy. Mipnei mazet toloy. Why was this person hung? Mipnei sheberach et Hashem, because he was a Megadeth, he was a Mavarech et Hashem, as we saw earlier, that the Chachamim hold only a Megarit and an Oved Avodah Zarah is hung, V'nimsa Shem Shemayim Mitzchalo. If we keep him hung for a long period of time, it would turn out to be a Chilo Hashem, as people, when they see that this person was hung, they would discuss the reasons why he was hung, that he was Mevarech Hashem, and this is a Chilo Hashem. The second Sanhedrin Perek Vav Mishnah Hey, Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Bizman Sha'adam Mitzar. When a person is suffering, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forced to punish this person for his Averos, Shechina Mahalashin Omeres, what is the term that are used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he is Mishtatef in the person's Sar, Kaviyachol? If it would be possible to use this terminology by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what he would say, Kalani Meiroshi, lighten me from my head. Kalani Mizroi, lighten me from my arms, meaning my head feels heavy and my arm feels heavy, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pain from the pain of Klal Yisrael. This we learn out from the pasuk of Kilas Elokim Toloi. Kilas would be a lashon kalos, to lighten. In Kain Hamakom Mitzar Al Damam Shorisham Shenishbach. If that's true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pain from the blood of Risham that is spilled, as the pasuk of Kilas Elokim Toloi is referring to somebody who was Megadit, a Mevarech Hashem, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu still takes pain from his blood that is spilled, Kal v'chomer al damam shel tzadikim, most certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pained from the blood of tzadikim that is spilled. V'lo zu bilvad amru. That which we saw in the previous mission, that somebody who is to be hung should not be kept there overnight, and if they do so, they are over on a lo sasa. Not only in such a case are they over on a lo sasa, ela kol hamelin es meso over the lo sasa. Anytime somebody keeps a mace overnight, is over on the lo sasa that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, and the person should be buried on the same day that he died. Hey, lino lekvodo, lahavi lo aron betachrichim, eno over a lo. If they kept the mace overnight for the covet of the mace, in order that they should have time to bring a coffin and the big damn mace, in such a case, they would not be over on the lo sasa. Below how you cover no so, but kibros avosa. When somebody was chayav misa in Bezdin, he was not buried in the Beit HaKfaros with his family, as we do not bury a Rasha next to a Tzadik. Elishnei Batei Kfaros hayu mitukanin leBezdin. There were two Batei Kfaros that were used for people that were chayav misa in Bezdin. Echad lenaragim v'la nechnakim. V'echad laniskalim v'la nisrafim. One Beit HaKfaros was used for people that were chayav misas hereg, misas saif, which is to be killed by sword, and for people that were chayav misas chenet, to be choked. And the other Beit HaKfaros were used for people that were chayav skila and srefa. As just like we do not bury a Russia next to a sonic, we also do not bury a lesser Russia next to a bigger Russia. And people that are chayav hereg and chenet are lesser rishon than people that are chayav skila and srefa, as skila and srefa are for averes that are very chamor, so therefore there was a separate Beit HaKfaros for people that were chayav skila and srefa.